96.3 W Leeds, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W Leeds.
Play ball!
Auburn High School Baseball is on.
96.3 W Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Auburn Bank, Gouge Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware.
Game one down, game two to go here. The Auburn Tigers get set to face the Prattville Lions in the second of two for this doubleheader today. Boy, we weren't sure if we were going to play this game two earlier as Prattville a little late getting here, but we are ready to go. Auburn and Prattville getting set to go. It'll be Peyton Etheridge on the mound for the Tigers today. 11 and a third innings in six appearances, two starts, 64 total batters facing 0-1 record with 17 hits, 14 runs, 9 of them earned with 9 walks, 13 strikeouts on the year, 6 of them looking, 4 hit batters. Has left 16 on base, 1 balk, 2 wild pitches. Opponents batting 340 against Peyton Etheridge, a 5.56 ERA with a 2.29 whip. The first pitch of the game comes in, and we are underway. Prattville dropping the first of these two to the Auburn High Tigers, 13-7 early tonight. Auburn racked up 14 total hits on their way to that win in Game 1. The 1-0 pitch misses upstairs, and it's quickly 2-0. Robert Holton, the first batter for the Lions out of Prattville, did not play in today's first game. Pitch to him. Hits the outer half for strike one. Gets away from Tanner Waldrop behind the disc. That's Ryan Sinclair back there. We'll set the defense and the lineups for you as soon as we get a chance. No countdown to first pitch tonight, but it would have been brought to you by Russell Building Supply and Russell Dewitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 2-1, big swing and a miss by Holton. And it's 2-2. Etheridge trying to work through the first batter of the Prattville lineup. He's two in the doubleheader today. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Allen. On the way. This is popped up. On the right side, is there room over there for the Prattville first baseman? There is not, as Holton will run out of room. And check that. That is Leighton Hartley getting the start today over at first. So Henry will do the 1-2 again. Batting from the right side. Very slight open stance. Very slight. 1-2 slider just misses the outer half. And it's 2-2. Count even at 2-2. One down here at the bottom of the first. Henry Allen due the even count pitch. And he pops it up again on the right side. Hartley over. Tracking it, going to have some trouble, makes a nice over-the-shoulder grab for out number two. Henry hit a couple that way and unable to find fair ground. Will Angelo Santiago stepping in from the right side, the second baseman. With the open stance, did not play in game number one, and immediately jumps on the first pitch. Lines this deep out to left field. Going back is a center fielder. Played a fight song for Santiago. That one's gone, and the Tigers strike first here in the bottom of the first inning. Will Santiago waste no time. Lines the first pitch he sees of the day. Right to the flagpole in left center field. That one clears the wall, and the Tigers are up 1-0 just like that. It didn't waste a whole lot of time getting out of here either. That one a line drive homer in the air. And that'll make way for another power bat. Tanner Waldrop up to the dish now, already homered on the day. Has also doubled and singled. All that coming in game number one of today's action. Righty on lefty, the 1-0 pitch coming to him. Misses upstairs, 2-0 now. Dangerous count to Tanner Waldrop here, who collected his third home run earlier today of the season. 2-0 pitch, misses out, 3-0. Mason Piper, the righty, started at third, moved to shortstop today. Now his third position of the day. The 3-0 pitch is taken outside, and Tanner Waldrop will skip the bat over the dugout and take first base. Braden Fox working on a three-hit day now. Could make it four in a game and an inning. He can find some grass here. Waldrop down at first base, gets a lead. Piper to the stretch. Waste one outside and up for ball one. How about Will Santiago, the big swing in this one thus far. Pitch to Fox, fouled right back to the screen at us. He was on it.
Hey, Seth, he even had a rip today. He's on. It was like 80.
Waldrop DHing will run for himself. Usually does not, as he's generally behind the dish. J.B. Upton came on the run for him a couple times earlier today. He dives back in ahead of the pickoff move. Now Tanner will get a chance to run the bases here. 1-1 the count to Fox. Pitch outside, 2-1. Two down, we're in the bottom of the first inning. Auburn High and Prattville, 2-1 pitch. Misses way outside, 3-1. Braden Fox will see a hitter's count. Outfield is in a little bit, looks like. Interesting on a bat with the pop that Braden Fox has. Throw over to first base to check on Waldrop, not in time.
One more.
3-1. Big cut and a miss. Ball gets away momentarily. Is that a foul tip at the plate? I think they're going to say foul. Waldrop got about a quarter of the way to second base. Was wondering if that had been tipped, but scurries back to the bag on the dead ball. 3-2, two out. Waldrop will be off with the pitch. Piper deals. Curveball and a beauty. Strike three as it drops into Braden Fox. Fox doesn't like the call as he was wondering about it. Was it too high? But the Tigers are out of luck in the first inning. After one, Auburn leads it on the Will Santiago home run. 1-0, Tigers on top of Prattville. We've played one at the Auburn High School Baseball Complex. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Life isn't made for joint or orthopedic pain. It's made for living, for family, for your favorite hobbies, for sports, for morning walks and afternoon playing in the park. If you suffer from joint or orthopedic pain, turn to the experts at the Orthopedic Clinic. Our board-certified surgeons provide cutting-edge surgical procedures and high-quality, innovative services all close to home. Don't let joint or orthopedic pain keep you from doing all the things you love. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule an appointment today.
Auburn High School Baseball
is on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
First inning, and they lead this one 1-0 over the Prattville High Lions, and out for his second inning of work. Peyton Etheridge, the righty, will see the 4, 5, and 6 batters. It'll be Leighton Hartley, Zach Irvey, and Cade Pruitt coming to the dish for the Lions. First, it'll be the first baseman, Leighton Hartley, who made a very nice over-the-shoulder catch in the first inning to retire Henry Allen. Etheridge has set down the first three that he's faced. And goes to work on Hartley with a swing and a miss. Etheridge peers in, and the 0-1 pitch hits that outside corner. Etheridge dealing to start things off here. Peyton Etheridge out to an 0-2 lead on Leighton Hartley. Did he go on the check swing? They'll say yes, he did, and that's a strikeout. Number two on the day for Peyton Etheridge. Peyton threw him a couple fastballs, then went on the off-speed, low and outside, and got Hartley to chase after it. It'll be Zach Irvy now, the batter from the right side, who started off game one as the pitcher of record for the Prattville Lions. Takes first pitch strike down the middle from Etheridge. 0-1 the count. Here is the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, high outside corner for strike two. Peyton Etheridge doing a very nice job of getting ahead of hitters. 0-2. Etheridge, the righty, winds. And deals the offering, the 0-2. Where did that one miss? Curveball must have missed upstairs, 1-2. Good pitch from Peyton Etheridge. We change the eye level here and go low, 1-2. He does go low, and it's chopped at the dish. Going to have to be a tough play. Etheridge comes up, has to fire to first base. He pulls Aaron off the bag for a moment. I think Aaron got the foot back down. Yes, he did. Etheridge with a nice play coming off the hill. Aaron, an even nicer play as he had to go up to grab it, but he comes back down, gets the right foot on the bag, and they retire Zach Irvy. Nifty play over there, and some nifty footwork by Thomas Aaron at the bag. Two down for the DH, Cade Pruitt, getting his first action of the evening. First pitch in there, strike one. Peyton Etheridge is starting off each hitter with a fastball, and he's dotting corners. Here's the 0-1. Foul back to the screen. Another nothing and two count for Peyton Etheridge. Working quickly and efficiently in these first two innings. The righty back on the hill. Peers in. Wine, and a delivery by Etheridge. Fouled right over the screen and into my windshield. Hopefully not. Oh, 2 the count. Pruitt in from the right side. Pitch from Etheridge. Swing and a miss, strike three. Peyton Etheridge, how about it? Three strikeouts through two innings. The Tigers are up 1-0, and we head to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Auburn High School Baseball on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Seth Payne will get it started here in the bottom of the second inning. Tigers on top 1-0 over the Prattville Lions here in game two. They took game one 13-7 on 14 hits earlier tonight. Tanner Waldrop, a big bat in that one. So far in this one, it's been Will Santiago, the big bat, who drives a first pitch fastball over the left center field wall, and Auburn leads this one 1-0. Seth Payne, the batter from the right side, takes a first pitch ball up and out. 1-0 pitch, dots the outside corner for strike one. Mason Piper for the Prattville Lions, out for his second inning of work. Kicks and deals the 1-1. Off speed in the turf, 2-1. Here is the 2-1 pitch. Big cut and a miss by Payne as a curveball started at his head and then dove down inside the strike zone. Two-two pitch coming to Payne. Here it is. Fastball just missed the outer half. 3-2. It runs full to the Auburn shortstop. Payne will see a full count pitch. The righty, Piper, deals, and foul back to the screen by Payne. Three-two pitch again to Payne. On the way from Piper. Bounces up there, and Seth Payne works a walk to open the second inning. That's a nice job by Payne going down 1-2 to work his way back. Foul off a pitch. He finds his way on base here to start. Batter will be Will Watley now. Will did not have an at-bat in the first game, but did come on to close things out in the seventh inning and was terrific. 263 is the average. Does have a home run. No doubles. Does have a triple, though, on the young season, though, and he takes the first pitch strike on the inside half. 0-1 the count. Payne down at first base. Tigers leading this one 1-0 over the Prattville Lions. Defense at normal depth. Looking for two. 0-1 pitch. Runs outside on Mason Piper, and it'll run it to 1-1. Piper the righty from the stretch. To the belt and the 1-1. Chopped foul down the left field line. That'll get over the head of 32-year veteran Matt Simo into third base batter's box. Watley will see another 1-2 pitch. Payne at first. Auburn with a 1-0 lead, and Payne back to first on the pickoff attempt. Watley, a junior, plays outfield for this Auburn High squad. Also see him close out some games as well. 1-2 pitch, curveball in a beauty, but it misses the top of the zone somehow. And an even count, 2-2 to Watley. As we mentioned, Will does have some pop if he can get a hold of it. And there's one that he gets a hold of. Out to deep right center field. Going back on his right field. It's over its head up against the wall. Payne around third base going to try to score. They're going to send Watley to third base. Payne will score. And Watley's in to score at third base. Check that, not to score. He slides in with a triple. Will Watley on the board with his second triple of the year. And the Tigers take a 2-0 lead. Just got done saying Will Watley has a lot of pop in that bat if he can get a hold of one, and he shows off the oppo field power there. Drives that one over the right fielder Stovall's head up against the fence. Finds himself on third for Thomas Aaron with nobody out. A chance for Auburn to jump out to a 3-0 lead if Aaron can do a job here. Infield will come in looking to gun down a runner at home. Piper the righty from the line.
Kicks and deals to Aaron. This is lined into left field. Is that going to get down? Yes, it will. Fair ball. One run will score. Aaron around first base. Dix for second. He will stand up into second base. It's a double for Thomas Aaron, and the Tigers extend that lead to 3-0. Not hit relatively hard down there, but finds green grass. As Thomas Aaron coming in with a 167 average, that'll help. It's just his third hit of the season. Goes for extra bases and an RBI. Now that'll turn things to the Auburn backstop, Ryan Sinclair, who stands in from the right side. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. Game two of this doubleheader between Auburn and Prattville. 1-0 pitch. That's the outer half, 1-1. Three runs on three hits for the Tigers. Not even through 1 1/3 yet. Auburn has put up two runs already with nobody out in the second inning. The 1-1 pitch must have missed high. Catcher continues to hold it there for another 2 seconds or so. Yeah, I'm not sure where it missed either, catch. 2-1. On the way from Mason Piper with a runner down at second base for the blue and white. Here it is. This is lined into right center field. Going over is Stovall, the right fielder. He's able to make the grab. Tagging and moving up to third base is Thomas Aaron on the play. So Ryan Sinclair does a job as he's able to get Aaron over to third base with less than two outs. Well, I thought that was a hit off of the bat, but a nice job by Stovall out in right to run that one down. Now you flip the lineup over to the leadoff man, Jackson Mills. Grounded out hard to the pitcher his first time up. Prattville defense will stay in, but that will cost him as Mills lines a single into left field. A run comes home to score, and the Tigers lead it 4-0. That didn't take long from Jackson Mills. RBI number 8 on the season for Jackson. Check that, RBI number 9 with one coming back in the third inning of game one. Jackson Mills continues to bump up that .529 on-base percentage he had coming in. It'll make way for Henry Allen. Already with a home run on the day back in game one. Takes the first pitch, look like an off-speed, maybe a changeup for strike one. Mills at first, Tigers up 4-0 on the Prattville Lions. 0-1 the count. Tigers looking for win number 10 on the young season. Over to first base to check on Mills is not in time as Mills is back. Four runs on four hits. Well, the Tigers in this early going of this game, too. 0-1 pitch misses upstairs, 1-1 the count. One one to Allen. Slider slid high. 2-1. Interesting motion Piper seems to have on some of his off speed. It's more of a three-quarter slot. Nothing three-quarter about that as Henry Allen takes a big hack at and comes up empty. 2-2. Tigers got it started in the first with a Will Santiago home run out to left center field. They've put up three here in the bottom of the second inning. Coming from a walk by Seth Payne, a triple by Will Watley, a double by Thomas Aaron, and a line out by Ryan Sinclair to move Aaron up, and an RBI single by Jackson Mills, who stands at first. Pitch to Allen for the 2-2. Offering is inside, 3-2. The Auburn third baseman and the Mississippi State signee ready for a full count pitch. Here it is. Mills goes from first. This one's flown into center field. Stovall having some trouble with it. Now we'll look that one in, and Mills will scurry back to the bag with two down. Will Santiago has seen one pitch on the evening, and he drove it over the left center field fence. He may see pitch number two here if Jackson Mills doesn't wander too far off the bag over at first. Santiago with a slightly open stance. Mills did get a little bit too far off the bag for a moment, but scurries back. Jackson, an athletic player, can get a little bit of a good lead. He's pretty quick. He will go from first. Santiago swings the second pitch he sees, flies that one into right field. There is Stovall to make the grab for out number three, but not before the Tigers use three hits to garner three runs. No errors in the inning by the Prattville defense, and Auburn leads this one 4-0 going to the top of the third inning. Stay tuned on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W. Lee.
Follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W. Lee.
Part of the Auburn Network family of stations.
Peyton Etheridge begins the third inning with a strikeout of number six. Jack Studdard, the center fielder who had come on to bat here in the top of the third inning. Auburn on top of Prattville 4-0. As Peyton Etheridge has gone 2 1/3 innings now and has faced the minimum. Studdard had a check swing there on 1-2 that's being talked about with the Prattville skipper and the home plate umpire, and it looks like they're going to continue on. So one down in the inning just like that, and that'll bring up the left fielder, Charlie Dudley. Had a couple of bats there in the first game after he came on in place of Dorsett Jackson. Actually collected a bunt single and then was hit by a pitch. So reached base twice. First pitch is low, 1-0. Here's a 1-0 pitch, misses upstairs, 2-0. Pitch from Peyton Etheridge. Popped up on the infield. Who wants it? Coming on is Allen. He calls everybody off and gets it dropped in his letter for out number two. I And it'll bring up Holt Stovall, the right fielder. Peyton Etheridge, the righty, has worked efficiently through 2 2/3. First pitch of the at-bat, runs high and outside for ball one. This Auburn High team coming off of a weekend where you head down to Mobile for a few days. Got wins over Bryant, Davidson. 1-0 pitch, misses high and out, 2-0. Didn't get to play Fairhope. That was the big one they were looking forward to. Did drop 1-2 Mary Montgomery on the way down as well. 2-0 pitch from Etheridge. Where on earth did that miss? 3-0. May have been high. 3-0. Same spot, different result. Strike one. The hitter's count now for the right fielder, Holt Stovall for the Prattville Lions. 3-1 pitch. High and up. And Holt Stovall works a walk, the first batter to reach for the Prattville Lions in game two. So wave bye to the perfect game for Peyton Etheridge. He had mowed through this order, the first 8 batters. It'll give Robert Holland a chance to bat here. Top of the third inning. Auburn on top, 4-0. There goes a runner from first base. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base is not in time to get the speedy Holt Stovall. He's in there with a stolen bag. Pitch was cut on and missed by Holland. So it is an 0-1 count at the dish. Righty on lefty, Peyton Etheridge. From the stretch, looks back at second. Now the 0-1 pitch home. Misses upstairs, 1-1. Etheridge peers in from the stretch again. First time he's done this today. The 1-1 pitch just misses the outer half, 2-1. Good job by Sinclair to go out and make it look pretty good. I think that one crossed the white line in the left-handed box, in the right-handed box, that is. A righty, Etheridge peers in, 2-1. Cut on and miss, strike two. Etheridge a strike away from working through the first 3 innings clean. Can he get Robert Holland, that is, with Stovall dancing on second. 2-2 pitch. Just misses, and it's full. Sinclair's had to go out to get a couple, but made the home plate umpire think about it a couple times. Full count offering misses way out, and Holland works his way on first. And after retiring the first 8 batters, Etheridge has walked 2 straight. To bring up Parker Dick, the second baseman, was the backstop earlier today for the Prattville Lions in game number 1. We've got a pinch runner now. Number 12, Ryder Cleveland, will make his way into the ballgame and run at first base for Robert Holland. Auburn at 9-5 on the season, looking for win number 10. Got a couple of wins over Buckhorn to start the year. Win over Columbus. Wins this past week over Bryant and Davidson down south. Now Peyton Etheridge trying to get another win over Prattville. This has flown into left field. Going back on it is the left fielder, Braden Fox. He's under it for out number 3, and Peyton Etheridge works through the third inning clean. Couple of walks by Ethers, but none come around to score. No runs on no hits. Two walks in the inning, but no errors. Strand the Prattville runners at first and second. To the bottom of the third we go. Auburn 4, Prattville nothing. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the baseball field. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Headed to the bottom of the third inning. Auburn High on top of the Prattville Lions 4-0. Third inning of work coming for Mason Piper, the right-hander. He's given up four runs on four hits. Does have one strikeout on the day. And has only walked one. Tigers have done the majority of their work by earning it. A couple of updates in the sporting world. First game of the NCAA basketball championship. In the first four, Wagner takes down Howard in the battle of the 16 seeds, 71-68. Howard had a chance to tie that at the end. Also in the first four, Colorado State and Virginia at battle in the second half. They're just underway there in the second half. A couple of 10 seeds going at it. Colorado State, the Rams on top of Virginia. Yes, this one's in the second half, 30-14. Virginia has not been able to muster any offense thus far. Here with a 1-1 count, Tanner Waldrop takes a strike to run it to 1-2. Waldrop from the left side. Worked a walk his first time up. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Misses out and up for ball two. A couple of SEC teams in action as well in college basketball tonight in the first round of the NIT. Get those to you after this pitch that Tanner Waldrop fouls back to the screen. It'll stay at 2-2. North Texas takes down LSU 84-77. Over in Athens, the Georgia Bulldogs get a big first round win in the NIT. They take down Xavier 78-76. They move on to second round action. 2-2 pitch to Waldrop. Slider that just missed the outside corner, and I mean just missed it. To the dishes, Waldrop again. Piper will have to come home with the full count pitch. Here it is. Slider in the same spot and called a ball once again, and Tanner Waldrop works another walk on the day. Prattville fans not going to like that call very much, but the good thing is it's the same pitch twice. It was called the same way. You got to like that from the home plate umpire. Braden Fox, the left fielder, struck out his first time up. Bats with Waldrop at first base. The lefty squares to bunt, offers at it for strike one. Comes up empty. If you were not following along, Auburn University baseball comes out with a win over South Alabama tonight up at Riverwalk Stadium. They hold on to a 2-1 victory. They get bases loaded walks, two of them in the seventh inning, to go ahead and keep the lead there. So the Tigers come back and get a much-needed win after taking a few on the chin from Vanderbilt. Fox lines this into left field. Going back as a left fielder. That's over his head. Around second base is Waldrop. Digging for second is Fox. Waldrop around third. He will score, and the Tigers improve this lead to 5-0. Braden Fox, another double on the day. Waldrop circles the bags and scores. And it's 5-0 thanks to the fifth hit of the game for the Tigers. For Braden Fox, that one, his fourth hit of the day in 5 at-bats. Came in with a 300 average. That's going to shoot up even more. Seth Payne at the dish now with a runner at second base. Squares to bunt, lays it down almost. Got a really good one down to third baseline, but runs it foul. Colorado State in the NCAA tournament has opened up a 3-touchdown lead on Virginia, 35-14. Payne, the Auburn shortstop, at the dish. 0-1 the count. Runner down at first base is Braden Fox after the double. 0-1 pitch. That's a pretty-looking curveball that drops in for strike two. And it's 0-2 to Seth Payne. Close stance at the dish for Payne. Coming home is Piper. This is grounded to the left side. That's not going to be in time for anybody to get a playoff. A runner moves up to third base, and Seth Payne is on with another hit. Give him an infield single and give Braden Fox third base. Still nobody down in the third inning. Will Watley coming to the dish here to try and blow this thing open for the Auburn High Tigers. Watley tripled his first time up. Drove in a run as well. He's got a chance to drive in another one over at third base. First pitch from Piper. Dots the outer half for strike one. Payne at first. Fox at third. Nobody down in the third inning. This one is driven out to left field. Going back is the left fielder. Settles under that one. No, and it's over his head. One run will come home to score in Braden Fox. Payne will cruise into third. Into second goes Will Watley. A triple and a double on the day for Will Watley as the Auburn Tiger lead is extended to 6-0. Looked for a moment like the left fielder Dudley had a play on it. May have just misjudged it as it gets over his head. Or heck, maybe just wasn't quick enough to get there. So with that, that will be the day for Mason Piper. 6 runs on 7 hits. The Auburn Tigers have lit it up in the first 3 innings, and they have the lead over the Prattville Lions 6-0. It'll be a new pitcher for the Prattville Lions, and it'll be a break for us here on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
New pitcher for the Prattville Lions looks to be number 13, Grant Kaiser. The right-hander with a closed pitching stance. Pitches from the stretch. He will inherit a couple of runners on the base paths. Then Will Watley and Seth Payne, both at second and third, respectively, and nobody out here in the third inning. It was a tough day for Mason Piper, giving up 6 runs on 7 hits. Also walked 1-2-3 in the game. So, yeah, a tough day for Mason Piper. who is responsible for those runners at second and third, and Grant Kaiser will have the Herculean task to keep them where they are. In the first game of this doubleheader today, Auburn was up 10-2. Prattville then came back to score five unanswered runs to cut it to three in the late inning, so it got a little tight. For the Tigers, you want to make sure you continue to score. Keep stretching the lead, get this thing over with quickly. Thomas Aaron gets the start at first base tonight. Doubled in his first at-bat in the second inning, got an RBI out of it. And a chance to do it again here with two opportunities this time, a runner at second and a runner at third. First pitch floats in there for strike one. Oh and one to count. Ooh, a breaker. Bends in there, but ball one. One pitch. Misses high to Aaron. 2-1. Prattville infield has come in trying to cut down the runner coming home. Aaron would like to just lift it over the heads. 2-1 pitch, he went down to try and do it and came up empty, 2-2. Aaron, the first baseman. The senior stands in from the right side, now crouches down and goes after a breaker in the turf for strike three, 2-2. Check that, not two. One strikeout for Grant Kaiser today. So one down here for the Auburn backstop. Ryan Sinclair now takes the first pitch outside and up for ball one. Auburn still threatening here in the bottom of the third inning. They got one in the first, three in the second. They've got two so far in the third looking for more. And a 1-0 pitch floats in there for strike one. One to count, one out. Runners at second and third for the Tigers. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Chopped foul at the dish. That'll get back to the screen, and it'll run it to 1-2. Grant Kaiser is now a strike away from two outs. Then would be one out away from getting out of this thing, which would be very good outing, and he does just that. He gets Ryan Sinclair to swing through a nasty breaker. There are two down on two quick strikeouts. That'll flip the lineup over now to the leadoff man, Jackson Mills, who singled his last time up and drove in a run. And he's now responsible for getting the runners home. He lines this one into right field. Coming on is Stovall, goes to his knees, though, and makes an outstanding catch. Mills is robbed of a hit and two RBIs, and the Tigers leave him at second and third with nobody out in the inning. What a job by Grant Kaiser to come on for the Prattville Lions and retire the side. The Tigers do get two runs on two hits in the inning. No errors by the Lions defense. Tigers lead this 6-0 as we head to the top of the fourth inning here at the Auburn High School Baseball Complex. Stay tuned on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Life isn't made for joint or orthopedic pain. It's made for living, for family, for your favorite hobbies, for sports, for morning walks and afternoon playing in the park. If you suffer from joint or orthopedic pain, turn to the experts at the Orthopedic Clinic. Our board-certified surgeons provide cutting-edge surgical procedures and high-quality, innovative services all close to home. Don't let joint or orthopedic pain keep you from doing all the things you love. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule an appointment today.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Mason Piper gave up 6 runs on 7 hits, and he will now stand in to try to get a few of them back here. To lead things off for the Prattville Lions here in the top of the 4th inning. Auburn High leads this one 6-0 over the Lions from Prattville. Auburn got game one of this doubleheader earlier today, 13-7. They used 14 hits to get past Prattville. And in game two, they've kept up the offensive momentum and rode the arm of Peyton Etheridge, who deals the first pitch of the 4th inning for ball one. Etheridge has faced 2 over the minimum in this game. 1-0 pitch, cut on and missed. Strike one. One pitch coming from Peyton Etheridge. Here it is. Runs inside. 2-1. Etheridge, the righty. Senior plays a little second base for this Auburn Tiger squad. It's 353 on the year. Delivers a 2-1 pitch. It's fouled off to the left side, 2-2. Came in with a 5.56 ERA. That has gone down, to say the least, here in the first 3 innings. 3 goose eggs for Peyton Etheridge. Would like to put up a 4th. The righty peers in, working on the lefty Piper. Here's the 2-2 pitch, runs high, and it's full. Full count due to the Prattville Lions pitcher of record on the day, and the 3-2 pitch just misses the outside corner. It'll be another walk issued to a Lion hitter. Piper is on to start the 4th, making way for Leighton Hartley, the first baseman, who is struck out on the evening. A right-handed batter will get his chance here with a runner down at first base. Working against Peyton Etheridge, the righty, who got him on a check swing this first time up. Etheridge, from the stretch, delivers a first pitch inside and low, ball one. Piper at first gets his lead. Etheridge will step off and throw over to first base. Back in time is Piper. Auburn on top of Prattville, 6-0 here in the top of the 4th inning. Tigers have used 7 hits to garner those 6 runs in the first 3 innings. Here's a 1-0. In there for a called strike, 1 on the outside half. If you're paying attention to March Madness, the lead has stayed where it is for Colorado State. 44-25, they lead Virginia. This one is grounded on the infield, too short. Over to second for 1. On to first base. Oh, and not in time as the throw was in the dirt. Seth Payne did a nice job flipping it over to Santiago at second. Throw was a little low for Thomas Aaron. He had to go down and dig it out, but unable to do so. So a fielder's choice for Leighton Hartley there. He is at first base with 1 down. That'll give way to Zach Irvey, the pitcher of record for the Lions in the first game of today. Over at third base now in game two. Bats with a runner at first base and 1 out. Team trailing by 6 here in the top of the 4th inning. First pitch from Etheridge is high, ball 1. The righty to the belt. Kicks and delivers. Strike 1 in there for a called strike. Throw down to first base, not in time to get Hartley, who was leaning off the bag ever so slightly. Sinclair tried it, and Aaron was able to stop it. One's wild on the board. One out. 1-1 count. Top of the fourth. Etheridge comes home with a 1-1 pitch on the inner half. Oh, man, where'd that miss? 2-1 to count. Etheridge walked Piper. They got Hartley to hit into a fielder's choice here to start the fourth inning. 2-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen by Irvy. 2-2. Etheridge worked efficiently in the first two innings. Walked two in the third. Has walked one in the fourth now. 2-2 the count. Etheridge's pitch home. Way outside 3-2 and it's full. Peyton Etheridge, the right-hander, wearing number 6, peers in. Checks Hartley over at first. Now the 3-2 pitch coming home, hit him. On the left tricep, maybe the shoulder of Zach Irvy, who will trot down the first base, and the Prattville Lions now have him at first and second with one down. Don't want to give that opposing bat any life. As Prattville did cut it to 3 there in game number 1 after Auburn had stretched it out to an 8-run lead. Now it'll be Cade Pruitt, the designated hitter, who steps in and fouls the first pitch he sees back to the screen. Nothing and one. Etheridge's 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Pruitt. Strike 2. Etheridge has good life on that fastball. Has mixed in the curve and the slider well tonight. 0-2 coming from Etheridge. Here it is. Just missed high. Tried the upper half of the zone. Couldn't get it to duck under the line. 1-2. Runners at first and second. Auburn leading 6-0, but Prattville threatening. In the fourth inning, 1-2 pitch, foul back to the screen. 1-2, it'll stay. Etheridge, the righty, trying to work to a second out in the inning. The 1-2 pitch, a curveball just missed the outer half, and it's 2-2. Pruitt did not get an at-bat in the first game. Struck out his first time up today. 2-2 pitch. Popped up. On the infield, who wants it? Etheridge over to take care of it. Oh, and he drops it. It's in foul territory, so it'll be a foul ball. Peyton Etheridge came over to handle it himself. You'd like to see maybe Thomas Aaron come up and grab that one himself. Etheridge called everybody off, reached up with the one hand, and just couldn't bring it in. So new life for Cade Pruitt. 2-2 the count. One down. Top of the fourth inning, Prattville trying to inch one across here in the fourth and get this thing closer. 6-0 Tigers lead, 2-2 pitch. Line down the right field line. That's foul. It'll get into the Prattville bullpen. We'll do another 2-2 pitch. Etheridge, the righty, spins the ball in his fingers, now peers in. Kicks and delivers. Strike 3, swinging through it. Cade Pruitt tried to catch up to the slider, diving outside, but not before Peyton Etheridge rung him up. And there are two down in the inning for Jack Studdard. Check that. Believe we're going to have a pinch hitter here. It'll be Grant Kaiser now, the new pitcher, as Mason Piper went out to center field. So it'll be Grant Kaiser. First pitch, swing and a miss. Etheridge throws it past him. Kaiser chokes way up on that bat. Etheridge peers in. 0-1 to him. Dots the outside corner. Strike two. What a good pitch by Peyton Etheridge. 0-2 the count. Runners at first and second. Tigers trying to quell this Prattville rally. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Peyton Etheridge. Try and get a miss. Strike three. Peyton Etheridge threw four innings clean, and the Tigers lead it 6-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Auburn 6, Prattville 0. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims, welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklininc.com.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
Auburn High School Baseball
is on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Auburn High leads this one 6-0 over the Prattville Lions as we play in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tigers have used seven hits to take the lead over Prattville tonight and have rode the arm of Peyton Etheridge to this 6-0 lead as we pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2, Waverly, and W242 AX, Auburn, Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
Henry Allen will be the batter for the Auburn High Tigers, the third baseman, first baseman, shortstop, even a little bit of outfield in his time at Auburn High School. And now the quarterback even stands in from the right side. Takes the first pitch high for ball one, 1-0. Grant Kaiser working in his second inning of work. Kept the runners at second and third there to quell the Auburn rally in the bottom of the third. Tigers had already scored two and were threatening again. Grant Kaiser came on with those runners at second and third and nobody out and allowed no runs to cross. Well done, Miami. 1-1 pitch misses outside, 2-1, as Henry Allen watched strike one. I guess catch some of the plate. 2-1, way outside, 3-1. Allen, the Auburn two-hole hitter, has homered today back in game one, and he takes the 3-1 pitch high and in for ball four. So Hank will trot on down to first base. Will Angelo Santiago stands in from the right side. Has homered in this game. Homered back in the first inning. Got the Auburn Tiger scoring started. Curveball, first pitch is a beauty. Strike one. Good looking hook by Grant Kaiser. Starts way up at the head of Santiago and dives back into the zone. 0-1. That one starts out of the zone and ends out. 1-1 to count now. Allen down at first base. Will would love nothing more than to duplicate the results of the first inning, and that one misses way outside, 2-1. Santiago has struggled to open up the season. 182 is the average. Does have two home runs on the year now. 2-1 pitch misses outside, 3-1. Just his fifth hit of the season came there in the first inning. A lot of talent, a lot of natural ability for Will. Just hadn't seen it all come together yet, but sure did there in the first inning. Hoping to continue the momentum here, 3-1 to count. Pitch to him. Oh, right down Broadway. Santiago tried to turn on it and fouled it off to the right side. That is a violent-looking swing from Santiago. Count full now. 3-2, runner at first base. Auburn on top, 6-0. Bottom of the fourth inning against Prattville. Runner goes. Curveball misses outside, and that'll be a walk to Santiago. Throw down to second base, but will not matter. Allen at second. Santiago at first. Tanner Waldrop struts up to the dish now. Batting from the left side. Waldrop has walked twice in game two tonight. Tanner has been on base 5 out of 6 plate appearances today. Check that. 6 out of 6 as he reached on an error back in the first. But he grounds this one to second base. The flip to second is in time. Throw on to first base is also in time. That's a double play. Waldrop swinging at the first pitch. Grounds it right back up the middle. Hits into the double play, and just like that, there are two down in the inning. Allen moves up to third. And it'll be up to Braden Fox. First pitch cut on and missed, strike one. The first time that Tanner Waldrop has been held off of the base paths today. 0-1 pitch, down and in, 1-1. Kizer in his second inning of work. If he can get through this, it'd be two straight innings where he essentially has put up a zero. 1-1, not close, 2-1. Still a little surprised with how shallow the outfield plays Braden Fox. He's already hit a few over their head today. 2-1, swung on and fouled to the left side, 2-2. Auburn looking for win number 10 on the season. Picked up number 9 a couple hours ago. 2-2 the count. Pitch runs down and in and gets away from the catcher. Coming home to score is Henry Allen. He touches home, and the Tigers lead it 7-0. On the pass ball. Take them any way you can get them. Braden Fox had worked the count full. But Henry Allen comes home to touch the plate and add to this Auburn lead. Auburn by a touchdown and an extra point, 7-0. 3-2 to Fox. Popped up. On the infield, there is room, and a third baseman drops it. Braden Fox, Johnny on the spot, rounds first and cruises into second base. Third baseman number 5, Zach Irvey, had a beat on it for a moment. That was tailing away from him, and he only uses one hand to go up and try and catch it. Braden Fox never stopped running out of the box, and boy, that's good baseball from Fox. Braden Fox continues his hot day of reaching base. And it'll be Seth Payne. First pitch popped up. Right side, is there room for Hartley over there? He's running after it. And another over-the-shoulder grab by Leighton Hartley. What a nice job by Leighton to go after that one. He's got two of those today. Working over his left shoulder, he's able to make the grab and retire the side out number 3 in the inning. 1 run in the inning. No hits. 2 walks, though, allowed a run to score in the wild pitch. And Auburn leads it after 4, 7-0. We head to the top of the fifth. This is Auburn High School Baseball on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Your business of 20 years hits a major growth mode. Then you realize you've spent 5,000 hours on conference calls, 8,000 hours in meetings, a million hours working late, all to take care of your customers. But you'll only trust your one true passion and your company's future to one bank, Troy Bank and Trust. Today, tomorrow, and always. The only bank you'll ever need, Troy Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High School leads at 7-0 over the likes of the Prattville Lions. As we head to the top of the fifth inning, Peyton Etheridge's day is done. And, boy, was it a good one. Four innings for Peyton Etheridge on the day. No runs, no hits given up, no errors behind him. The only blemishes on his record today, 1-2-3 walks and a hit by pitch for Peyton Etheridge. He was absolutely brilliant against the Prattville Lions. He'll make way for Tanner Waldrop coming on, the right-hander. Can touch 90-91 on the fastball. Waldrop on the year has been the power hitter for the Auburn Tigers, but has also been somewhat of a closer at times for this Auburn High squad. 5 1/3 innings pitch in four appearances. Actually has started a game. 25 batters faced with a 1-0 record. 7 hits, no runs, obviously none of those earned. 1 walk and 6 strikeouts on the year, one of those looking. Has hit one batter. Left 11 on base. Opponents batting .304 against Tanner Waldrop. No ERA and a 1.5 whip. First pitch from Waldrop, popped back this way, foul, that'll get out of play. Tanner Waldrop on his way to Auburn University next year to continue that tradition of Auburn High graduates headed through the Butch Thompson program over there. 0-2 the count now as the 0-1 pitch slides in there for strike two. Waldrop works quickly. 0-2. Pops back this way. That'll get out of play. Foul. Top of the fifth inning. Auburn High leads this one 7-0 over the Prattville Lions. Second game of a doubleheader today that got started a little late. Auburn won the first one 13-7. They lead it 7-0 now. I talked about something in the first game. I will not mention it this game. Oh, and two, the count. Tanner Waldrop has a word with catcher Ryan Sinclair, who assumes the position once again. And the 0-2 pitch from the righty Waldrop. For a step off. Ready again against Charlie Dudley, the left fielding Prattville Lion, and the 0-2 pitch runs high. Looked like a breaker for ball one. Nice. 1-2 pitch in there. For strike three, Tanner Waldrop picks up another strikeout on the year. For Waldrop, number 7 on the season. And Dudley K's to start the fifth. Makes way for Holt Stovall, the batter. Walked his last time up and stole a base, but was stranded at second. First pitch to him, runs high, 1-0. Tanner got a lot of life on that fastball. Can live right there if he wants. 1-0, throws it by him, 1-1. Waldrop. Winds and delivers a little high. 2-1. Not sure if I heard that right. I think somebody said use your noggin. 2-1. In there for a called strike two. Waldrop. Heavy on the fastball. Will he go to the hook here? 2-2. Nope. Went straight fastball and he threw it by him, and that is a check swing, and it's a called strike three as they appeal down to first base. Stovall can't hold the bat back. And Tanner Waldrop's got two quick strikeouts just like that in the fifth inning. Robert Holden will be the batter. In the one spot for the Lions tonight, he struck out in the first inning, worked a walk in the third. Bats with two down and nobody on here in the fifth inning, and swings through the first pitch, strike one. Here's the 0-1 from Tanner Waldrop. Just missed the outer half, ball one. Tanner from the wind. Brings the heat on 1-1, but misses low and in 2-1 now. Looking ahead to the Auburn bottom of the fifth. Should we get there? It'll be Will Watley, Thomas Aaron, and Ryan Sinclair, the 7, 8, and 9 batters. 2-1's foul to the left side. It'll run it to 2-2, and Tanner Waldrop a strike away from striking out the side here in the fifth inning. Seven nothing Auburn leading Prattville, trying to make their way out of the top of the fifth inning. The 2-2 pitch from Waldrop, swing and a miss. Tanner Waldrop strikes out the side. 1-2-3 go to Prattville Lions. Auburn leads this one 7-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tigers only a few runs away from getting out of this one. A run rule winner. We'll see if the Tigers can do it on the other side of this break. Auburn 7, Prattville nothing. You're listening to the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Gouche Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gouchecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Inspired by the bold bison, Southern Union students blaze new trails every single day. They press forward knowing their SU education will lead them to success. Affordable, accessible, and locally unparalleled. Whether you're transitioning to a university or launching straight into a lucrative career, a degree from SUSEC can help you blaze your path. Three locations, dedicated faculty and staff, endless possibilities. It's all waiting for you at Southern Union. It's time to venture forward. Register today.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olean Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday
the
from
Auburn
8:30
High School
a.m.
until
4:30 p.m.
The Auburn
Central
High School
time
Tigers play here.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3
Thank you
W.
For allowing
Lee.
Me to serve you.
God bless America at the ballpark. And Auburn on top of the Prattville Lions, 7-0 as we play in the bottom of the fifth inning. Late night baseball on a Tuesday night. A doubleheader between these two squads got started around 6 o'clock today. Is originally scheduled actually for 4:30. Had a little trouble with the Prattville bus on the way up here. So weren't able to get this started until a little bit later than normal. However, the Tigers have put up 13 runs in game one, winning that one, and then they've put up seven here. So 20 runs tonight for the Auburn High Tigers through, well, 7 plus 4 is going to be 11 innings. So the Tigers have done their damage at the dish tonight. They look to do even more of it here. And trying to win it in the fifth inning with a couple of runs. Will Watley will be the first battle. He'll take on the likes of Cade Floyd, the new pitcher for the Prattville Lions. The righty comes on for Grant Kisner, who was very good tonight in his outing. Came on with runners on second and third in the third inning. Was able to retire the side, got a couple of strikeouts and a pop out to hold the runners where they were, and put up the goose egg for himself in that inning, although two runs had already crossed. Then there in the fourth, got into some trouble, coaxed a double play out of the Tigers. However, from that point, a wild pitch got away from the catcher, and one run did score in that inning. So one run given up, it was unearned by Grant Kisner. Will Watley, the batter from the right side. Auburn with a 7-0 lead. Trying to end it early. First pitch coming home from Cade Floyd. Here it is. This is the outer half. 4-1, 1-0. Late night tonight for the Auburn High faithful. Still bundled up below us on the left and right side. 1-0 pitch cut on and fouled over the left side. The day started with short sleeves, and it has ended with more than one long sleeve. Whole lot of blankets out there. 1-1 pitch coming to Will Watley. Not close, up and in, 2-1. Seven nothing Auburn. Bottom of the fifth inning. 2-1 pitch to Watley. Runs outside, 3-1. Coming to Will Watley. Hitter's count pitch. Floyd comes home with it. And he takes it high for ball four. Watley works a walk to open things up. And Auburn's a bloop and a blast away from ending this one early. Be a good thing, too, past your broadcaster's bedtime. Thomas Aaron will be the batter from the right side. Will Watley, the runner down at first base, on via the walk. Floyd comes home to Aaron. Big swing and a miss, strike one. Thomas, a little slower start to the season. 167 was the average coming in. Caught on a miss for strike two. No home runs, but had a double coming in and has doubled that outing with a double back in the second inning and an RBI. Watley at first, 0-2 the count to the Auburn first baseman. Righty on righty, Floyd looks in, fires a pitch home, not close, 1-2. Tried to snap off a curveball there. And snapped it a little too far outside. Floyd peers in, runner at first base. Pitch to Aaron, on the outside corner for strike three. Thomas Aaron watches it go by. Now you'll have to watch him head back to the dugout in place of Ryan Sinclair. It'll be Sinclair. Should it get there, it would be Jackson Mills after him. So long as Sinclair can stay out of the double play here. First pitch to him is a called strike down Broadway, 0-1. Floyd peers at first. Comes home. Strike two on the outer half, 0-2. Two fastballs have dotted it up. Floyd looks in again. Ready with the 0-2. Curveball bounced right back to him. Floyd goes to second for one, on to first, and it gets away from the first baseman. To second is going Sinclair. The throw down to second. Oh, man, almost gets him, but Sinclair's in there. Looked like a dead ball. That may have hit the inside of the Prattville dugout down there, or did it? Looks like it did. Pinch runner will be J.B. Upton, headed out to second base for Sinclair. Jackson Mills at the dish. Calling the outfield in for the power threat, Jackson Mills. Home plate umpire brushes the dirt off of the plate that is surrounded by turf. Not sure what that's about. First pitch to Mills coming. Here it is. Must have missed the outer half. 1-0. Auburn with runs in the, well, every inning tonight. One run in the first, three in the second, two in the third, and one in the fourth. Looking to try to add to that total here with Jackson Mills at the dish. The 1-0 bounces up there, 2-0. Mills not going to make his money in the power department where he does. Is in the on-base percentage area. 529 coming into today. That one gets away from the catcher. Sinclair, check that. Upton took off to third momentarily, but will scurry back as the catcher was able to corral it quickly. I think Upton didn't know that the ball had gotten away. Mills, the batter, ready to see a 3-0 pitch. Floyd peers in. Now the righty comes home. Misses the outer half. And Mills works his way on. So Henry Allen will get a chance here to try and win this game right now. If Henry could put one over the wall, he'll send us home. Not a minute too early. Henry Allen against Cade Floyd, the Mississippi State signee. And Auburn third baseman stands in from the right side. Runners at first and second. First pitch to him. This is way out, 1-0. Henry Allen, a 366 hitter on the year, 449 on base with a 1229 OPS coming in. Five home runs now on the year. 17 RBIs. 1-0 pitch misses in the turf, 2-0. Three doubles, one triple, 17 hits on the year for Henry Allen. He bats with a 2-0 count. Auburn up 7-0 and two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch to him on the outside corner, strike one. Nothing doing yet in this one for Henry. He has fouled out, flown out to center. Has worked a walk, though. Did that an inning ago in the fourth, and the lights have gone out at Auburn High School Baseball Complex. The lights, probably on a timer, have gone out at, 10:30 p.m. Scoreboard lights are still on. We'll have to see who has control of that. It is a late night at the ballpark indeed when you have the lights go out on you. That is an automatic timer. And we've got not pitch black darkness at Auburn High Baseball Complex, but pretty darn close. The scoreboard lights illuminating the field still. We'll be serenaded with a little music as we will pause momentarily. The Prattville head coach will head to the first base line. I wonder if this will be a discussion for what's to come. I tell you what, Auburn High Baseball after dark. Certainly something to see on a Tuesday night. Let's take a quick break on the Auburn High School Sports Network while we get things sorted out. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Auburn leading this one 7-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll be right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Come in and get it out of your system. The Car Stereo Shop.
Hey, it's Steve from the Car Stereo Shop in Auburn, and yes, we are still in Auburn, right behind CTU. Our new address is 1823 Opelika Road. Turn in between Badcock Furniture and CTU, and you will be looking at us. Newer, bigger, better location, but the same great customer service. Come see us at 1823 Opelika Road or call us at 887-8422.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Baseball is on 96.3 W. Lee.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Hey Auburn, stop dealing with unreliable network copiers, printers, and scanners and waiting days for service. ABS Business Systems of Auburn is your AU alumni-owned and operated local solution. A full-line Canon, Lexmark, Toshiba, and Ricoh dealer, ABS of Auburn specializes in smooth, efficient office operations. Get the systems, tools, and expertise you need, plus reliable support that's always on call.
ABS of Auburn, how may we help you?
Call 334-329-7000 to schedule a free on-site consultation today. War Eagle.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Follow the Auburn High Tigers here
on 96.3 W. Lee,
part of the Auburn Network family of stations.
Auburn gets two in a doubleheader today over the Prattville Lions. They use 14 hits in game one and then 7 hits there in game two, and the right arm of Peyton Etheridge to help themselves out to a win where, coach, You turned the lights out on us tonight. Yeah. Man. Yeah, I mean, you guys played lights out tonight.
We
did. Why don't
we
use that one? How about that? Tell me about your performance tonight.
Our kids just played well tonight, I think, in every aspect of the game. I think in the first game, our kids did the little things. They bunted the ball well, got runners over, and got them in when we needed to, and that gave us some momentum. And, you know, our pitching's been great. Second game, Peyton Etheridge, I mean, he's getting better and better every outing, so that's very positive. And, you know, we got different guys making lineups and swinging the bats well. So far, so good.
No hits today for Peyton Etheridge, which was really impressive. And another guy that was really impressive on the hill today, Michael Daniel, in that first game. He gives you 4 1/3, gets the win in that one. Talk about how he's grown.
Yeah, he's,
as well.
You know, we need Michael because we're going to need him down the stretch run. And that was really promising tonight that, you know, he threw well. And we get our pitchers go 4 or 5 innings, we got a chance. And because we got enough pitching. So that's great that those two guys have stepped up, our two seniors.
Yeah. Talk about your trip down. I know I hadn't spoken to you since this, but the trip down south to Mobile. Talk about kind of what you guys experienced down there. I know that's a big time for you guys every year.
Yeah, well, our first game against Marion Montgomery, we played really well. Peyton threw that game through well. They got a couple weak hits, kind of say, and they got enough hits, and they beat us 3-0, and we played really well. And then we went and played Baker and Alma Bryant, and our kids really gelled together that day, and we did a lot of good things. Pitched well. Harrison Geiger got a good start from him, and I'm trying to think who started the other game. Oh, Killian Blackman, who's been dealing for us all year. So, you know, our pitching seems to come together, and you know, we're starting to swing the bat a little bit, put the ball in play, you know, do some little things and, you know, give us a chance to win. A
couple of big swings tonight. You get Will Santiago, who picks up his second home run of the year. You also get Thomas Aaron, the double down the line. I know those guys have kind of struggled from an average standpoint this year, but they're still swinging the bat well. They're still coming to play, it looks like.
They are. I mean, I think everybody's eager to play, and they never know when their number is going to be called, and they've been responding. So it makes it tough to put a lineup out.
A doubleheader win for the Tigers tonight. They take both of them. Coach, we'll let you get out of the cold and try and figure out a way to get the lights back on.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for staying tonight.
Yes, sir. That's head coach Matt Simo on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Auburn a winner tonight over Prattville in 2 of 2 in the doubleheader tonight. They get the first one 13-7, and then 7-0 in game two. They improve to 10-2 on the season. Prattville falls to 6-5 overall with the two losses today. We're going to be very brief on our statistics tonight. Peyton Etheridge was very good in 4 innings. He gives up no hits and no runs. And then Tanner Waldrop came on for the 5th inning to essentially close this one out, as this one is called early. Auburn wins it 7-0 in under 5 innings. Auburn gets big swings today from Will Santiago. They get a couple of RBIs from Tanner Waldrop, Braden Fox, and Will Watley. Also, Thomas Aaron picking up an RBI. Braden Fox as well. Actually, Tanner Waldrop got those RBIs in game one. Jackson Mills also with an RBI single back in the second inning. It was a really good day of baseball for the Auburn High Tigers. They take away both these games. And we're going to take away the time that we've got left remaining on here. We're going to send it to break one more time. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from the Auburn High School Baseball Complex. Stay tuned on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Zach Alsterbrook with Alsterbrook Law Group, specializing in family law, criminal defense, DUI, and personal injury. Alsterbrook Law Group can help you. 114 North Knight Street in downtown Opelika, serving Lee County and the surrounding areas for over 10 years. Remember, if you want someone that has your back, call Zach. 737-3718. Big city experience, small town values. Alsterbrook Law Group.
No representation has made that the quality of services to be performed is the greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Hey, Auburn, stop dealing with unreliable network copiers, printers, and scanners and waiting days for service. ABS Business Systems of Auburn is your AU alumni-owned and operated local solution. A full-line Canon, Lexmark, Toshiba, and Ricoh dealer, ABS of Auburn specializes in smooth, efficient office operations. Get the systems, tools, and expertise you need, plus reliable support that's always on call.
ABS of Auburn, how may we help you?
Call 334-329-7000 to schedule a free on-site consultation today. War Eagle.
If you truly care about your feet and want to make them happy, check out Auburn's newest footwear experience, Love to Run. With the area's only pressure mapping system to analyze foot function, Love to Run identifies the perfect shoe for you. With brands like Ultra, Brooks, Hoka, they'll have your feet comfortably covered. So whether you're training for a marathon or just trekking through the marathon of life, Love to Run is ready to set the pace with you. 1957 East Sanford Avenue in Auburn.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our three offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Auburn High School Baseball is on
96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Auburn, a winner of two tonight over the Prattville Lions. They used 14 hits to get a 13-7 win in game one, and then used seven hits to score seven runs and take a 7-0 win in game two. Peyton Etheridge with no hits through four innings tonight, and then Tanner Waldrop finishes it off to clean house tonight, and Auburn gets two wins to improve to 10-5 on the season. The next Auburn High School baseball broadcast right here on WLE 96.3 will be this Saturday morning. Auburn High School taking on Russell County. Mr. Jacob Goins of On the Line 2-4 on weekdays. He'll have the call for you, as both Scott Bagwell and I will be out of pocket. It'll be Jacob Goins with you on Auburn High School baseball at 11 a.m. this coming Saturday against Russell County. Airtime will be 10:55 on WLE 96.3 and WLE 96.3 app. For my broadcast partner back in the studio, my studio engineer, Mr. Michael Tidwell, thank you so much for running the board tonight. I'm Jack Hutton. So long, everybody. Go Tigers, and have a good night.
Auburn High School Baseball
on 96.3 W. Lee. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by
Auburn Bank, Gouge Performing Arts Center, Troy Bank and Trust, and University Ace Hardware.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here
on 96.3 W. Lee.
This has been an Auburn Networks production.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.